Hello, everybody. Welcome again to Being the Best Version of Yourself, Success Habits Podcast Series, Season 1, Episode 7. I'm Dr. Priyanka Chibrawal. As many of you know, I'm a success in life coach and your host for today. I'm here to support you in every phase of your life, to support you to reach those heights that you really want to go to, and to ensure that you stay emotionally healthy and balanced. I want to inspire change and greatness in the lives of 100,000 people. So thank you so much for joining me in this journey today. Today, we are going to be talking about deloading your system. Any guesses? Social media, our best friend, yet can take away from a tremendous amount of our day and our sleep and our satisfaction. Welcome to the paradox of the digital era. We are more connected than ever before, yet feel much less than ever before. In ways unthinkable to previous generations, technology has granted us easy access and enriched our lives in countless ways. We can reunite with long-lost friends and talk to loved ones on the other side of the world for free. We can learn anything instantly, publish our creations, have our words translated to dozens of languages. The world is quite literally at our fingertips. But the harsh reality? Many of us are spending more time on our phones and laptops than with any humans. We have children who are being raised on devices. We are more connected than ever before, yet feel so less connected and disconnected than ever before. We look at screens to see the world around us. Our lives are mediated by machines. Are you addicted to your smartphone? What's the antidote to this digital deluge? According to Nir Eyal, author of the best-selling book Hooked and Indistractable, technology is not the actual trigger. It's a coping mechanism. And if we want to change this constant addiction and behavior, we need to focus on the emotional triggers driving this behavior, the part of the iceberg that's below the surface. We need to be smarter with our feelings. If you don't have the skills to become indistractable, Eyal says, no doubt they're going to get you. And the skills to become indistractable are the skills of emotional intelligence. It all starts with self-awareness. Ask yourself, when I do give in to social media, why do I constantly check my Facebook and my Instagram and my LinkedIn? What am I looking to escape? Am I looking to escape stress, anxiety, fatigue, a feeling of what if I don't know things? What if I'm less left out? Loneliness? What am I really trying to escape? Normally, when people are lonely, they check Facebook. When we are bored, we check YouTube, Reddit, or Instagram. Bring awareness to the psychological discomfort driving the behavior, because that self-awareness is going to open the door to make new and different choices that you really want to make. So the question is, how can you choose to use technology more intentionally, whether at home or at work? So conventional thinking says, you know, get rid of the distraction, block social media, don't use email. But for most people, that's not reasonable. That's not what they want, because technology is fun. Technology is helpful. Technology gives us access to so many things. So instead, let's start marking out time for using it on our own terms. There is a concept called as time boxing. So create a time box calendar, which means plan out every hour of your day. Include specific time to check your emails, to check your social media. The point is to take things that randomly distract us throughout the day, the rings, the pings, and set aside time for them. So instead of habitually reverting to tech use as a coping mechanism, we are now actually consciously choosing how to engage with it. Reconnect with your choices about tech use and manage your time according to what you really value in life. This is going to infuse your values with importance, relevance, and staying power. What are those attributes, what are those qualities Who is that person that you would really like to become? Think about it. Now look at your calendar, look at your day. Have you made time for those values? Have you made time to really become that person? You know, many of us talk about a big game about values, and if someone asks us, you know, what's really important to you? And we say our health, our family, our relationships. But then when we look at our calendar, we don't really see much time that we've devoted to that, right? So let's start changing our values into our time. And this actually goes very far beyond just limiting technology use. Because how we spend our time is really the sum totality of who we are. These little choices add up to big, profound choices and profound decisions we make, which define who we are and what we prioritize. So the task for today is to look at your day, your week, your month, and ask yourself, have I made enough time for the things in my life that are truly important to me? Create a time schedule. Put in all those things that are really important, and then add boxes and slots for social media. See how much more comfortable you will feel when you don't have this constant urge to check your phone, to check your WhatsApp, but you do it at predetermined time. Remember, our ability to overcome distraction comes with the belief that we can. And I truly believe that we can all do this, including you. So have a beautiful week. If you would like to go deeper with this, connect with me at connect2eq@gmail.com. I'll see you next week.